On the menu today, goat. Chef Evan Mallett takes the plastic off a big hunk of frozen goat meat in the kitchen of his Portsmouth restaurant, Black Trumpet.
The outside muscles of most animals lend themselves to braising or slow cooking. So we're going to be searing some of this goat meat.
This goat from Riversley Farm in Epping will be seared in a blend of clarified butter and olive oil. Mallett cuts through the ribs with a bone saw. Mallett says even though goat meat is delicious, few Americans eat it. But he says more should.
We really want people to be more inquisitive about ingredients and to think about more diversity in their diet, more diversity in their garden.
Which is why, in his new cookbook, Mallett includes recipes for and beautiful photos of unusual dishes like spring mushroom and fiddlehead paella and braised octopus. The ingredients he uses in his restaurant change with the seasons. For the past decade or so, Mallett has been changing his menu every 6 weeks so they can offer foods that are in season. The cookbook follows that approach. It's divided into 8 seasons, each of which is 6 weeks long.
So anyone, not just in New England, but who lives in an area that experiences all 4 seasons, can use that reference point to find a recipe that's really suitable to the ingredients that are around.
But the problem is, where do you even get ostrich or rabbit or pig's head? Or, for that matter, the black trumpet mushroom the restaurant is named for.
So, unless and until the supermarkets get these kinds of things, what do you advise people to do to find the more obscure ingredients that they may want to experiment with? Could be ostrich or emu or goat or something else. Is it a matter of building a relationship with a farmer, or is there something else that people should do?
You know, farmers markets are a great place to start. More of that connection to local farmers, usually it's word of mouth and only a couple of degrees of separation between a consumer and, say, a rabbit farmer.
If you're up for a treasure hunt, fantastic. But that approach may be tough for, say, a busy parent trying to make dinner for the kids. Mallett says he's sensitive to that.
I'm sensitive to the idea that people are busy and they don't have a lot of time to cook. They don't want to take a lot of time to cook, and when they do, they don't want to deal with any intimidation factors. So in the book, while I'm working with things like rabbit and goat, and you mentioned octopus, these are all foods that I love. They're all foods that we serve at Black Trumpet. When we can source them locally, we do. But more than anything, what we want is for people to consider more things in their diet, greater diversity of ingredients, and hopefully not be scared, because these are all really delicious foods.
Mallett puts the goat in a pan. He seasons it, browns each piece the whole way around, and adds a cup of beer. The beer deglazes the pan, sending a cloud of steam into the hood above the stove. The smell is rich and savory. It's a complicated process, but it could be done at home with a little planning, a little foraging, and, of course, the right spices.
Our spice shop next door, we carry a lot of spice blends that we create here in this kitchen that can be used as accents to give local food a more exotic flair.
After the goat is seared, it goes into the oven for slow cooking. After that, it'll be shredded, rolled into a log, cut into discs, and seared again before service. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.